Hey, hey, hey. Happy Thursday evening, everyone. This is Marianne, and you are listening to Money Matters with Marianne, broadcasting live from Hubbard's, Nova Scotia on your FM dial 88.7, or if you're on the computer listening from anywhere around the world at covefm.com. So I have a special show tonight. I have a guest with me and a very good friend and business associate, Maureen Babin of Amarac Financial. Welcome, Maureen.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm usually so lonely here in the studio, so it's so nice to have company. So we're going to talk about taxes because, let's face it, it's that time of year, folks. And we want to make sure that you get some advice for getting your tax house in order, preparing your taxes, or just answer some common questions around taxes. So let's see, where do I want to start with that? Oh, why don't we start with our little joke for the day, in the morning, in the evening. God, I don't know what time of day it is. It's been a crazy week. All right, so I got a money funny just to start the show off. Here we go. A little long. Stay with me. Ever since I was a child, I've always had a fear of someone under my bed at night. So I went to a psychiatrist and told him I've got problems. Every time I go to bed, I think there's somebody under it. I'm scared. I think I'm going crazy. Just put yourself in my hands for 1 year, said the psychiatrist. Come talk to me 3 times a week and we should be able to get rid of those fears. How much do you charge? $80 per visit, replied the doctor. I'll sleep on it, and if I need it, I'll come back to you, I said. 6 months later, the psychiatrist met me on the street. Why didn't you come to see me about those fears you were having? He asked. Well, $80 a visit 3 times a week for a year is an awful lot of money. A bartender cured me for $10. I was so happy to have saved all that money that I went and bought me a new SUV. Is that so? With a bit of attitude, he said. And how, may I ask, did a bartender cure you? He told me to cut the legs off the bed. Ain't nobody under there now. So there's a little money funny. Anyway, what I like about that joke is it's a bit of a creative solution to a problem. And it's amazing what you can do when you're motivated, and it's going to cost you money. So, all right. So I'm going to kick things off with a couple of songs, and then we're going to come back and you're going to chat with me and Maureen. And we're going to start the show off by talking about the difference between tax-free savings accounts and RRSPs. I get asked that question a lot. In fact, it confused me, and Maureen was the one that helped to clarify it. So I'm going to kick things off with the Tax Man, of course, the Beatles, because that's what we're doing on this show, and Mike Oliver Band after that with Gimme All Your Money, which doesn't have anything to do with the Tax Man. No, nothing at all. Enjoy. I'll be back.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Man. Yeah, I'm the
corner sat that hungry old loan shark. Now, he was kind of mad because he hadn't been paid for a debt that I owed him for a bet that I made. He looked straight at me and said, come over here, sonny. If you want to leave here alive, give me all your money. 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 Don't look so sad, it ain't that bad, sonny. Put pride in your beer and give me all your money. You better give it up. To some buddies that I used to know. We start talking about the crazy things we used to do. We decide to go have ourselves a cold brew. Yes, we did. And we were lying, laughing, talking to Gab. The boys run out of money, I start running the tab. When I get up and leave, I wait to say to me, son, before you move from that chair, give me all your money. 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 Don't look so sad, it ain't that bad, sonny. Quit buying your beer and give me all your money. You better give it up. Better play us some cards. I'm bezzing and raising and raising some more. When the last big pot and I head for the door. When I get to the street, I hear stick 'em up, sonny. You better reach for the sky. Give me all your money. 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 Your beer and give me all your money. 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 Don't look so sad, it ain't that bad, son. Quit grinding your beer and give me all your money. You better give it up. You better give it back. You know that guy's gonna come after me. He's gonna kick my. If I don't give him his money, what am I gonna do now? Give that back!
That's the Mike Oliver Band. Give me all your money.
So give me all your money and the tax man. There was no coercion there at all. Nothing at all. So I invited Maureen to come hang out with us and talk with us in studio. And then I told her to use the mic wrong and nobody could hear her. So I'm going to do, when I do the money funnies, there's a couple that I have that are knock-knock jokes, which is really hard to do when you're alone. So I'm going to engage Maureen and I'm going to make sure the mic is working while I do that. So Maureen, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Cash.
Cash who?
Cash who? I didn't realize you were some kind of nut.
Love it.
All right. So I think we're good now. I think our sound is good. If there's any issues out there in radio land and you can't hear, just give a call at the studio at 858-2077. And as we chat, if you have a question for Maureen about taxes and anything tax related, or she does insurances and investments, she's my go-to gal for that stuff as well. Just give us a call at the studio again, 858-2077. Remember, I can only answer the phone when songs are playing. So if I'm talking, I won't be able to answer. But if that happens, just call back. So Maureen, you and I in the past, I've asked you about tax-free savings accounts and RSPs because the whole thing confused me and eluded me. And I never really understood when you put money in one versus the other and what makes sense. And people ask me all that all the time. So tell us about the difference.
Okay. An RRSP is a registered retirement savings plan. And what that does, it's a deferral for your taxes. So by putting money into an RRSP, you're decreasing or deferring your tax bill until a later date.
And you might want to come just a tiny bit closer.
With an RRSP, while the money is in an RRSP, it's earning interest, and it's earning interest tax-free. So you don't have to pay any income tax on it until you cross that line and start taking money out of an RRSP. The difference between that and a tax-free savings account, RRSPs have been on the go since, I think, 1991. Tax-free savings accounts just started about 8 years ago. And with a tax-free savings account, it's registered because it's registered with Revenue Canada, but you can put money in. And of course, there are limits that what Revenue Canada will allow you to put in, but you can put money in and you can put it in any kind of investment while it's under that umbrella of a tax-free savings account. So any income or interest it makes, you never have to pay income tax on it.
Ah.
Now with an RRSP, once you cross that line and start taking money out of the RRSP, it becomes taxable.
Okay.
Now on your tax assessment that you receive from Revenue Canada when you file your tax return, it will tell you how much money you can put into your RRSP. And there's such a thing as a carry forward. So when RRSPs began back in 1991, you were always allowed to put 18% of your earned income to a maximum. So say in 1991, it was $5,000 and you only put $2,000. Well, you can carry that $3,000 forward to the next year, to the next year, to the next year. So when you look at your tax assessment on the back page, down to the bottom, and kind of on the right-hand side, it will tell you how much money you can put into your RRSP.
I've noticed that, and it's encouraging and depressing at the same time because I have a huge carry forward because I was self-employed for many years and didn't have any RRSPs and didn't put any in. So I have all kinds of room, and unfortunately not all kinds of money to make up the room, but hey, I got room.
If you win the lottery.
here's
hoping. I mean, if you get hit by lightning twice in your lifetime, then you can buy a lottery ticket because your chances of winning a lottery is you're better off getting
about
hit by lightning twice. About the same.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you sold a house or you had an inheritance or whatever, you can use that RRSP contribution room.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, there's huge amounts in there.
So the tax-free savings account, because it any interest or whatever you make up, the extra you make on that,
correct,
you're not taxed. So
that's
basically, you don't get a tax break when you put the money in, and you don't pay taxes when you take it out, right?
That's correct.
So it's really a savings tool. Is it good for short-term savings and long-term?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. But what I govern by is where you're at financially, how much income you're making. And if you're making about under $30,000, I'd say put your money into a tax-free savings account because you can always take it out when your income gets higher and put it into an RRSP. With an RRSP, if you're making, I'd say $40,000, $45,000 or more, it's about a 40% tax savings for you. So you're going, for every $1,000 you put into an RRSP, you're saving up to a maximum of $400 on that $1,000 RRSP contribution. So if you're in a higher income bracket, it's worth your while to put money into an RRSP, keeping in mind that it's a tax deferral.
Okay.
And you are deferring the tax bill until you take the money out of the
Right, which is a really good, and we I definitely want to address that, if not in this segment, definitely in another one, because I get that a lot. So I'm just going to kind of recap for my brain, but anyone out there who has the same brain as mine and it's not quite working well this late at night. So so if you're looking for a tax strategy to decrease the taxes that you're paying, then an RRSP is going to make more sense. If you're high income earner, it makes more sense to do that.
Yes.
If your income's lower, you don't get as much benefit from that, so you can use a tax-free savings account. And then if your income increases and you need to take advantage, you can always put that money into an RRSP.
Absolutely.
Okay. But if you put it in an RRSP and then try to take it out and put it in a tax-free savings account, you have an issue because you're now taxed
at it.
And so that's going to defeat the purpose of the tax savings. Or if you put it in a lower tax rate, took it out at a higher tax rate, now you're losing more tax than you saved when you put it in.
That's correct.
Okay. Absolutely. Look at me getting that.
There you go.
Awesome. Okay. So hopefully everyone out there is very clear now on tax-free savings accounts and RRSPs. I'm sure there's way more to it. But if you do have a specific question, like I said, you can reach us in the studio at 858-2077 and we'll happily answer those questions. So I'm going to jump in with another song, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about your taxes and preparing your taxes and some tips for that. All right. So who do we have coming up? We have, Great Big C, Consequence Free. I thought this was a great song for tonight's show because there are consequences to filling your taxes out wrong or not doing your taxes or not paying your taxes. Well, there's consequences to just about everything. And that's part of what we're going to address as we chat tonight, is some of those consequences if you make the wrong decisions or no decision. I see that one as well. And I am going to come back to the withdrawing money from an RRSP later on in life, because that definitely comes up. Note to self, write that down so I don't forget that. Maureen, I'm going to make me accountable for that one.
Okay.
All right. So here you go. A couple announcements, Great Big C and the weather. And then I think there might be another song after that. And then we'll be back. Don't worry. We haven't gone away. We'll be back.
Have an upcoming event, whether it be a trade show, tournament, private function, or weekly market, let KJ Barrett help you out. We do posters, signs, banners, raffle tickets, t-shirts, and more. Sponsoring a game or event, we also do rink boards, golf signs, table throws, and pop-up banners. For all your event signage, contact Kyle at kjbarrett.ca.
Na 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 na. Late, we
would never hear last call. We wouldn't need to worry about approval or permission. We could slip off the edge and never worry about the world.
The Masthead News, now online. Go to www.themastheadnews.ca to read each edition of The Masthead. That's www.themastheadnews.ca.
Cove FM Weather.
Cove FM Weather is brought to you by The Medicine Shop, 3622 Hammonds Plains Road in Upper Tantallon. For Thursday night, cloudy, clearing late in the evening, and a low of minus 9. For Friday, sunny with increasing cloudiness late in the afternoon and a high of 0. For Friday night, cloudy, snow beginning near midnight and then changing to periods of rain overnight. A risk of freezing rain overnight. Fog patches developing, snowfall amounts 2 centimeters, rainfall amounts 2 to 4 millimeters. Wind becoming south, 20 kilometers an hour in the evening and a low of minus 4 with the temperature rising to plus 3 by morning. For Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 60% chance of showers and a high of plus 5. And for Sunday, sunny with a high of 0.
Currently, it's minus 3 degrees at Cove FM.
You can check the weather anytime online at covefm.com.
Help is closer than you think. When you're looking for compassion, expertise, and understanding, we hear you. Melanie, your Medicine Shop pharmacist, can provide injections, travel health tips, medication reviews, weight management support, and more. If you're looking for a pharmacist who's like a friendly neighbor, visit the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop, your health, our priority. Located at 3622 Hammonds Plains Road in Upper Tantallon. Open 9:30 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 820-0392.
All right, we are back, and I decided to hold the next song off until after we chat, just so that we don't run out of time, because this is a pretty hot topic for everyone right now. So I have one more knock-knock joke, so I have to do it before Maureen leaves me tonight, because I don't know when I'll have a guest back. So, Maureen, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Robin.
Robin who?
Robin you, so hand over your money. Okay. Oh, I can hear you all groaning up there. But again, it's good for the topic of taxes.
Exactly.
So Maureen suggested we should do our own weather. So over to you, Maureen Babin, the weather.
It's dark out.
And?
To be followed by lightness tomorrow.
Awesome. There you go. That's our weather report.
And this is why I do finances.
It's not weather. Yeah, me too. Okay. So actually, just before we talk about tax tips, I want to come back to what we were talking about, taking money out of an RRSP, because here's where I see a lot of seniors get into trouble. So people retire. And they get their Canada pension, their old age security, and, you know, maybe guaranteed income supplement or whatever they're getting. And they've put some money in an RRSP and maybe not a whole lot. And they start taking money out. And then all of a sudden they get clawbacks. I think I'm saying that right.
Yes.
On their OAS.
OAS.
So all of a sudden the government's taking some of their OAS back and they're losing money because they're taking it out of the RRSP. And then they're saying, thinking to themselves and saying out loud, what is the point of having these savings because I'm just losing it on the other end.
That's right. But I think what a lot of people aren't really taking into account is they're not certain of the exact amount that causes the clawback. And I don't have the exact amount. I think it's around $74,000 for a family.
Ah.
So you're okay.
Okay.
In most cases. But to be on the safe side, I would have someone, a financial advisor, a planner, someone sit down with you, go over everything. And maybe you may have to pull that that RRSP back a bit, because when you start taking a pension or an income from an RRSP, Yeah. It now becomes a RIF, which is a Registered Retirement Income Fund. So it treats it like a pension, but it's a very flexible pension. So if you're, say, if you're receiving $2,000 from that and it's causing a clawback problem, then we can claw the RIF back. And then we can keep the supplements coming in.
Okay.
So it's a great time to sit down and go over those kind of things, because people do get clawed back. And when you're taking money from your RSP, if, and I see this happen quite often too, is people are still working and they're still earning a good income. And then they decide, well, I'm going to take money out of my RSP. And they do, and they lose about half of it because they're in such a high bracket.
Yeah.
So there's timing.
Okay.
It's a matter of timing is when you take the money out and how much you take it out.
Okay. So I'm going to paraphrase for my brain that's late at night. So so basically you can make a certain amount of income before it's going to affect your the amount you're getting from OAS.
That's right.
Old Age Security. Okay. And this makes a lot of sense, because what I'll often see is someone comes in and they're just, they're in trouble financially. That's why they're coming to see me, and they're pulling amounts out of their RSP to live or pay their debt, but they're not talking to an advisor and they're not finding out the effects, and they don't know until the next tax year comes around. So a really good lesson, a really good tip would be, if you have an RSP and you're going to withdraw money, definitely sit down with an advisor.
Yes.
Definitely find out, or, you know, tax preparer or planner, who you need to, and figure out how much you can take out, one, before it's going to cause you to lose income, and two, well, you're going to pay taxes on it depending on your tax bracket.
Right. And you want to keep your tax bill as low as possible.
That makes perfect sense. And pulling it out while you're in the same tax bracket as you were when you put it in doesn't make sense, because you've lost that benefit.
That's right.
And I think the other thing that gets lost is people forget about the benefit they received when they put the money in. So let's say you're in a, I don't know, 30% tax bracket, for example. You're putting the money in, you're getting 30% of what you put in back. You're using that for whatever. Maybe you're putting it back in your RSP so you have more. Maybe you're going on trips and having fun. Maybe you're putting your kids through school, and so you're enriching their lives so they can take care of you when you're older.
Right.
And so you forget about those benefits. And so at the other end, when all of a sudden, you know, you're paying the tax for taking it out, or you lose some income, they're forgetting about the value and the benefit that came before that.
That's right.
Okay.
While you were deferring all those taxes.
Right.
While it was in the RSP.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's a matter of timing. It's not a matter of time. Although with an RSP, you can't have an RSP any longer than the year you turn 71. So you have until, say you turn 71 January the 2nd. You can leave that RSP, remain an RSP until December 31st of that year that you've turned.
Then you have to convert it.
You have to do something with it, because Revenue Canada, if nothing is done with it, if it's not turned into a RIF, LIF, or an annuity, Revenue Canada can consider it income withdrawn from an RSP and 100% taxable.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah. And if you put it into a RIF, LIF, or annuity, are you bound to take out certain percentages of that each year?
That's right. And the RIF is the one that's the most flexible, because you can take a minimum or a maximum.
Okay.
So you can say, my minimum is $300 a month. Well, that's all I want to take out. Or you can, it's very flexible. You can say, I can
change it.
You can change it at any point.
Okay.
In time.
So I want a little bit now, but maybe I want more, or I want more now. Maybe I can leave some in.
That's right. Or there may be an emergency or a trip or something. You have access to that
money. Whereas a LIF is a very fixed amount over
very
a specific period of time?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And an annuity?
Very similar. What you're doing mostly with an annuity is, you could say, okay, well, I have $50,000 and I'm going to live longer than that $50,000. At that point, you would buy an annuity, and the annuity would say, you'll agree on an interest on a payment plan, and they'll continue to pay you even though you've run out of your money.
So it kind of, is that kind of like a, you know, gamble in a way?
Yes.
Because you have no idea which way it's going to go.
Right.
So you could come out benefiting or
not
benefit.
That's
okay.
Right.
So a little bit of a risk.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. So much to know. This is why I don't do any of this stuff. I have enough of, enough on my plate with the financial counseling and credit counseling and debt counseling. And people will ask me questions about investing, and I'm like, yeah, I'll just refer you, because you can't know it all. Oh my gosh. All right. So let's talk about a few tips for preparing your taxes. So we're into our tax year, and I understand that we can't e-file our taxes until the end of February.
That's correct.
Right? And people are just starting to get their slips, and they have to be out by the end of February.
T4s T4As, Canada Pension, Old Age Security, income has to be out before the end of February.
Okay.
T3s, T5s, which are investment income, they don't have to be out till the end of March.
Oh, that's why those always come late and I forget about them.
Yes. And you're not alone. You're in, you know, there's a whole group that do that. And what happens is they get the T4 and then they want to file because they think they're getting a refund or whatever. They just want it off their plate. And then I get a phone call back saying, I just got something in the mail. We have to do a T1 adjustment because keep in mind, Revenue Canada, when you're issued a T4 or a T3, there's three copies issued. One copy goes to you, one copy stays with the company that issued it, and the third copy goes to Revenue Canada.
Right.
So they have a copy of it.
So they're going to, if you ignore it, they're going to do an adjustment anyway.
That's right. They're going to do an adjustment. Right. And if you owed, say, this is a perfect time when it slows down for tax season for CRA, that's when they go back in and they start assessing. So July till even now, you can get a notice of assessment and saying you had a T4 that you didn't include. We've done it. And right. Here's your bill. But the bill is not as of today. The bill is as of April 30th.
Yeah, as of the deadline.
As of the deadline.
Yeah, and that's a really good point because if there's one thing I run to in my work life every day or regularly, it's people who owe Revenue Canada money. And all of a sudden this debt comes up and, you know, if they go back and, you know, reassess you for 3 years ago, good point. It's basically from 3 years ago and there's penalties and interest on top of that. And all of a sudden your $2,000 you owed is $6 or $8 or $10. Like it's That's crazy correct. How much you can owe.
They charge late fees. They charge penalties. They charge interest daily.
Wow.
And
crazy.
The interest daily is about, I think now could have changed, was around 5%. So that equates out to about 38%.
Holy
yearly.
Moses.
Yeah.
That's worse than any of my credit cards or lines of credit.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's something to be very, very careful.
Okay. No, good point. And that's why I wanted to invite you to come on the show tonight, because I see it so often where people just don't know. And, you know, especially pension income earners, you know, one, they're not having enough taxes taken out of their pension. And all of a sudden they're getting a tax bill and it's building up because let's face it, you're living off pension income you're not living, you're surviving. And two, people withdrawing money from our RSPs because they're experiencing financial hardship. And again, not paying attention to how that's going to impact them in huge tax debt. And so that just this tax debt that all of a sudden, you know, kind of shows up, and the tax debt alone is challenging, but the penalties and interest is just, you know, debilitating sometimes.
They're crippling.
Yeah.
And one thing too to keep in mind is once you start receiving Canada Pension and Old Age Security, they do not take taxes. Income tax from you. They are taxable. It's taxable income.
They don't take any automatically?
They do not. You have to request it.
Oh my gosh. I didn't
realize
that.
That's a lot of problem. And again,
that's terrible.
Yeah. But you're pensioned, so you're on limited income, and the income is not going to grow a lot. So if you're surviving just on that, at the end of the year, with Canada Pension and Old Age Security, you could owe over $1,000.
Wow.
On income tax.
So definitely all you pension earners out there who are going on pension income, you definitely want to go get some advice from a tax preparer to find out how much tax you think you're going to owe based on your pension and start having that amount taken
Absolutely.
Out, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So a couple more tips for filing your taxes. What are your top two or three tips for people who are getting ready to put their taxes together other than some of the tips we already shared?
One of the things is make certain that you have all of your slips. So keeping in mind the end of February deadline for income slips and the end of March for investment slips. Very, very important.
Right.
If you have donations, charitable donations, you can hold them for up to 5 years.
Okay.
So you're only getting about a 3% break on them. So the larger amount you have, if you've accumulated it for 5 years, then you're going to get a better bang for your buck.
So that wouldn't be a bad idea to just hang on to those two, just in case you don't
That's
have
right.
enough tax taken out and you do get hit with the tax bill. And then you could do it the next year and help alleviate some of
that's,
that.
That's correct.
It's not really a good strategy, but
it is a strategy.
But it can help.
Another one is medical.
Yeah.
Automatically, we can take 3% of your earned income to a maximum of 2,200 and something. I'm not 100% certain of the exact amount. So I also, a lot of the times I will have my client go to their pharmacy and get the printout
Yeah, because a lot of people don't keep their slips.
That's correct. And it's easier to do that. They give you a total.
Yeah.
And same with your dentist or your chiropractor, any of those.
Can you claim chiropractor and massage and all of those things?
Yes, you can.
Oh,
yes, you can.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. And it's 3% again, but it's worth your while. I mean, if you can save a dollar, then I'd prefer, I prefer it be in your pocket than CRAs.
Yeah, I never saved that stuff just because I didn't have much. And so many years I did, and I was never able to use them. And then, you know, things like the kids' braces, and then my medical coverage went down. And so I had more of that stuff, the massage chiropractic. And all of a sudden, I was able to claim it. And you know, I would have just not known that or would have missed it. And also, one thing I see people miss a lot is if they're traveling for medical within certain kilometers, and I forget what it is, but basically they get an amount per trip. So simply keeping track of the date of the trips, and I think
and
you
the
have
mileage.
To and the mileage.
Yeah, I think you have to be 40 kilometers outside. I think you have to travel in for treatment 40 kilometers.
Yeah. So I see a lot of people in Bridgewater travel to Halifax, for example.
Exactly.
So as long as they have the date and it's more than 40 kilometers, then they just get an amount per visit.
Per visit.
And
exactly.
A lot of people miss that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the other thing a lot of people miss is their medical plan.
Right.
If you pay through work, it should be on your T4.
Is that one of the things in box 40?
No.
I think no.
No,
shoot.
Box 40 is taxable benefit.
I was trying to figure out what the heck that box 40 was.
Box 40 is actually in box 14.
Okay.
So box 40 is taxable benefit. So I don't know, you could be supplied shoes or something.
That's
what that is. But it's already included in your income.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, and normally I can close my eyes and I can see a T4 and give you all the boxes.
That's called nightmares.
Exactly. But I think it could be in box 80 or 85.
Okay.
But if it's not there, look at your paycheck. Look at your pay stub.
And you'll see the amount you put in.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we can use that. We can use your copay of what you have to pay out of pocket. For your prescription, for your dental, for eyeglasses, for any of that. And it does add up.
Excellent.
I've seen seniors with $7,000-$8,000 worth of medical.
Wow. It's so worth it to talk to someone who knows taxes. So many people are buying the programs and doing it themselves. And if you have really no deductions, you know, one T4 and nothing, that may make sense. But if there's anything potentially there, you may be missing a lot of it. So, even if every 3 or 4 years you had someone professionally do it for you and just look at all that stuff, you might be amazed at what you find that you're missing.
That's right. And give you some guidance so you know what to look for next. Now, the other side of the coin is to keep an eye on what's been eliminated. And this year is a banner year for things being eliminated. Metro Transit. If you were using Metro Transit to go to work, you could write that off. You could claim that. You cannot do that anymore this year.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Don't use it, but didn't know that.
Education amounts. Before, until this year, you could use your education or your tuition, what you paid for your education.
You can't do that
now? You can do that, but if you're in full-time, if you're in university or college full-time, you are allowed to claim $65 a month for books.
Oh,
and you can claim $400 if you're in full-time a month for incidentals,
which
really added up, and they were great.
Yeah.
No longer.
Can't do that.
Can't
so you can claim tuition, but not the extras.
That's right.
Didn't know that. Good to know.
And those are all new this year.
Okay.
One new thing that started this year is for teachers. They're allowed to claim up to $1,000 of eligible amounts of expenses that they paid for their classroom. So if they're going out and buying out of pocket.
Which we know they do because
they
know as moms
do.
That we're supplying a lot of stuff and they're running out.
That's right. So they can claim up to $1,000, which is new.
Okay, that's new. Okay.
And that's good. There is another one that you can claim for clothing or incidentals, and I think that's about $1,100 a month.
For
work.
Clothing, oh, okay.
That kind of thing.
So my new Gucci handbag, and no, I'm kidding. I don't actually have a Gucci handbag. I don't even know what one looks like.
I was going to say, I'd love to see a picture of that if you have one.
I'm thinking steel toe work boots and uniforms and stuff people actually need for work.
But
okay.
if they have that for work, if it's required that they have to go buy their own work boots, on I think it's line 229 on the T1 General. It's for work-related expenses. Yep. And you have to have a form from your employer saying they're buying these supplies and we're not reimbursing them.
Right, yes.
And then you can claim those.
And I knew that, and that's a good point, because I had someone in my office recently and we were doing up their taxes and talking about that stuff, and they wanted to claim it. And I said, you need to have a form from your employer.
That's right.
And the website is a wonderful place. So I put form from employer for expenses CRA, and up came T2200 or whatever it is.
That's
it, yeah. Okay, what else you got?
All right. Another one is income splitting, which was a great thing for very high income earners. It's been eliminated.
Really?
Yes. Now, ooh, you can do pension splitting. You can't split Canada Pension or Old Age Security, but if you're receiving a company pension, you can split that. Or a RIF, you can split that with a spouse that's lower. That makes usually about a $1,500 to $2,000 difference.
I'm thinking that will make a difference in my taxes this year.
Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit sad now, I have to say. I'm not sorry I had you here, but I'm sad. So,
yes, I'm rarely the bearer of good news, unfortunately.
One more you want to share, and then I got to play a song for our fine folks out there.
One more is, and it's sad.
I'm going to have to get Kleenex.
It's for kids activity. And
Yes. Yeah, because you used to be able to claim a credit.
For every 500, and you were in Nova Scotia allowed to claim up to 1,000 at a different point. It's being eliminated. It's now, I think, 250 for this year, and then poof, gone.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Because, you know, we don't need to encourage our kids to be active or do
anything.
Oh, my
gosh, no, just give them a tablet and let them go play in a
corner. Which is exactly what's happening.
What's happening, yeah.
Oh, well, some sad news, folks. Sorry about that. We're doing our best to give you tips, but we got to throw in some sad stuff. Okay, it's 10 to the hour, and so I do have some stuff coming up to play, so I am going to have to stop this a part of it, but we'll be back at the end to say our goodbyes and maybe have one final tip for everyone. So, Rolling Stones, Play With Fire, and sometimes when you're dealing with your taxes and trying to figure out what slips to use and what to claim, it feels a little bit like you are playing with fire. It can be dangerous. So definitely talk to a professional, because they can give you some great advice and save you money.
Well, you've got your diamond and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your cars, you let everybody know. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood, and your father be there with her if he only could. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your old man took her diamonds and tiaras by the score. Now she gets her kicks in Stepney, not in Knightsbridge anymore. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Now you've got some diamonds, and you will have some others, but you better watch your step, girl, or start living with your mother. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
88.7 Cove FM invites you to become a member. Find out more at www.covefm.com. Here is the 88.7 Cove FM Community Calendar.
Cove FM's Community Calendar is brought to you by Bay Equipment Rentals.
Friday night live music at the New Ross Legion in New Ross will be on Friday, February 23rd, starting at 8:30 p.m. for members and guests 19 years and older. Cover charge is $2 for members and $3 for non-members. Some Friday nights may not have live music, or there might be cancellations due to holidays or inclement weather. For more information, call 902-689-2650.
If you have a community event that you would like included in the Cove FM community calendar, please send the details to info@covefm.com.
Winter's here, and Bay Rentals has everything you need to deal with winter storms. We have generators for power outages, chainsaws and wood chippers for downed trees, and pumps, dehumidifiers, and carpet dryers for flooding. We sell both steel and Husky lines of chainsaws, top quality generators, and Canadian-made split-fire wood chippers and wood splitters. Bay Rentals, Lower Sackville, Cole Harbour, Elmsdale, and at 14 Sunnys Road in Tantallon. Call us at 902-826-7000 or visit online at bayrentals.ca.
Hi, this is Johnny Max, and you can listen to the best music you've never heard on Sunday Morning Soul every Sunday from 10 till noon on 88.7 Cove FM.
I can't believe how fast the show went. It was so much fun hanging out with you, Maureen. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And I learned so much, which is amazing to me because I kind of deal with this a lot, and I've known you for a lot of years, and I've asked you a lot of these questions, and you know, I still learned a lot of things that I don't know, so that was fantastic.
Good. I'm glad it's helpful.
So out of all the stuff that we just talked about, maybe one final tip, the biggest mistake that you see people making.
The biggest mistake I see people making, there's two quick ones. One is not filing at all. A lot of people say, I don't have any money. I didn't make any money. I'm not filing. File, because you're going to get tax credits. And the other thing is keep your paperwork for at least for 7 years. Revenue Canada ever comes back and looks for pieces of paper and you don't have it, it's considered you don't have it. And they will take it away from your income.
Yeah, I had someone come in the other day and she said, because we do taxes for our clients. And she said, do I have to have something? I forget what it was. And I said, well, you know, you don't have to give it to us, but you should have it. And she said, because I never get it, I just figure if they ask for it, I'll go get it, which I thought was really dangerous.
Very much so.
Yeah. Yes. And I've seen so many times I've seen people either they don't have receipts and so they're not allowed and they go back and reassess, or if you're audited, you don't have receipts, that becomes a huge issue.
And that becomes a flag.
Right. So then you kind of get in the hot seat and on the radar.
Yes. Yeah. I like to fly under the radar.
Yeah. You don't want to be on that radar.
No.
I had a gal in actually this week, and she had left her common law spouse and Revenue Canada kind of put her on the radar and they wanted to confirm the address and, you know, She had to jump through hoops and show that they were separated. She was living somewhere else. And she's now living with another person. And we were talking about filing common law. And the rule is once you're living together for one year, unless you have a child together, and then it's at that point.
Yes.
Is there anything else within that that triggers common law?
No. Okay. It's the year.
So if they were together in the summer of 16, do they have to file common law in 2017?
Well, actually, on the T1 general form, it says as of December 31st.
So they could technically wait.
Your province? Absolutely.
So they
could go back after.
I didn't know that. Yes. The answer to that question. So now I do. So I said, you've already been on the radar once. You want to make sure you're doing it by the book. So go find out and make sure you file, because you don't want to be on the radar again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we could talk all night. I might have to bring you back because that was really great. Hopefully everyone out there got some tips that they can use. It is 4 minutes to the hour, and we have Lash LaRue with 80s at 8 right after me. In fact, he's probably out there pacing, wondering if I'm ever going to stop talking and get out of the studio. So I am going to stop talking and get out of the studio. So happy Thursday evening, everyone. And as always, I'm wishing you happy, healthy finances. I'm going to send you out with our money song, Monty Python's Flying Circus. And I put Cyndi Lauper, Money Changes Everything, in there, wishing you all financial abundance in the week ahead and the months ahead and the years ahead. Good night.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. Quite as wonderful as money.
There
is nothing like a newly minted pound.
Money.
Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, for it's only just a phase, for it's money, money, money makes the world go round.